And how did you enjoy being captain? You were captain for three seasons.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I mean, you know, it's such a wonderful honour, isn't it, to the coach, because we didn't have any coaches in those days, today picks the captain. But the captain at Gloucester Rugby is not picked by the committee, it's picked by your fellow players. So if your fellow players have a players' meeting to elect the captain, and they all unanimously vote you to be the captain, it's there's no feeling like it. It's a wonderful feeling. Like I said, Peter Ford did it five times. I did it three. Mike Nick did it three, I think. Dick Smith, did he do?
Yes, he did.
A couple of times, yeah. Or three, maybe, I don't know. But it's a wonderful honour to go down in history, don't you, if you're captain of Gloucester Rugby Club. Mm.
Well, we're making sure you go down in history.
Well, I don't really want to go down in history. I'm content with it.
You don't have any choice now.
I don't. I'll take that back with me. You can edit that and put the right thing in there.
Alright. 62-3.
There we are.
Yeah, that was your first season as captain, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was quite a good all-round team. Alan was a very useful player.
That's Alan Holder.
Yeah. This chap, Tony Osman, never played for the county, but he was a very good first-class club wing. And he could throw in, because wings used to throw in when we were playing, the wing three-quarters, not the hookers. And this Tony Osman, the hookers used to throw in like that. Sorry, the wingers used to throw in like that in general. But he, there was a player played for Bristol. He was an American footballer called Dawkins. And he played for Bristol, and he was throwing the ball in this torpedo way. And Tony Osman decided to throw the ball in like that, and he could throw it out of sight almost. And he was accurate as well. So what we did lots of times was, you used in more recent times when we were playing, they put a line at the back of the line out, a whitewash line, so your line out couldn't go back any further. But before that, so long as it went 5 metres, I was calling line outs against lesser teams almost to the middle of the field. And Tony Osman could throw that ball right on top of that line out, because their chaps had to follow us, didn't they? And we get a line out in the middle, catch it, bring it down, and we had two very wide sides to play.
Yeah.
And Oppie would love to have, looking at that space, to take the ball back to the side where the ball's been thrown in. He was a good player, Osman, very quick. Jack Folk was a very, very talented player. Although he rarely had the ball in his hands, he was a very technical scrummager, Jack. Very technical scrummager. Very few people got the better of Jack. Alan Townsend was a steady prop forward. Baggy, Brian Hudson, he came from Stroud. He was a Marlin boy. He was the one who could biff him. He was a good chap to have in your side. John Bayliss used to put the fear into all the teams we played. And had a very good combination with Ron Pitt. I haven't seen Ron in a while, but he's living in Cheltenham, I think, now, or Chooksbury. But John Bayliss was ace. He was a cracking player to have in your team.
He was playing when I first came down to Gloucester.
Was he? Oh.
I'd never seen a centre or anything like that before.
No. All the clubs where we go now talk about him. Yeah. They really do. Alan Brin was a fine player. To see Alan Brin peeling the line out, we used to throw a long line out, and Alan had come from being two in the line out, we'd throw over the top of him and he'd come round and then charge at their outside half, like a big rhino Alan was when he was running the ball. He was about, Dick Smith was a very smooth runner. He liked to run with the ball, Dick, but he was a quick, very quick open side wing forward, and lots of players couldn't get past Dick because of his pace. Peter Ford, I just told you about playing against Peter Ford. Oppie. Dave Owen was a good number eight. Only played one county game, Dave, because he was in the shadow of David Rollett, who played at Bristol. Peter Meadows, he played quite a lot of positions. Peter Meadows did. He played wing and he played scrum half before I came here. That there is Michael Wetson, not Weston.
Oh,
Wetson. And he was a Cambridge Blue, played here a little bit, but he, sadly, about 6 months ago, died. He was on the, I think he was on the committee at the Wasps. Poor Gary White. He was a captain. Gary's passed away. Bob Timms was a good wing. He could gallop the tries in if we were on the attack. Yeah, there's some nice lads in that team. It's a privilege to captain that team.
Yeah, and then I think you captained that year and then didn't captain the next season, did you? But, yes, Alan Holden was captain the following
year. Alan captain there, yeah.
And then you came back to captain for two seasons.
Yeah, well, it's most of the same there. John Milner, he comes to the games now. Baggy's gone. Bob Timms was here Saturday. David Ainge was a very talented player. He was a policeman, David Ainge. He lives up in the Midlands now. But he was a quality fullback, very stylish, nice goal kicker. In fact, he went for one season because Don came, I think.
Yeah.
When Don arrived, David then couldn't get his place because of Don's brilliance. And he went to Bristol and... I think he scored 100 points in September or something, which was a record. So he was another nice player as well. The man himself, Berto, he was a good player to have on your team. And John, he used to frighten him. Oppie, Ron, Roy Morris, that was Digger's lad. Very good player.
Where did he play? Digger's son?
Centre.
Oh,
yeah,
centre.
Yeah. Well, with,
oh, yeah, that's right.
Yeah, he was a good player. Ken Taylor. Ken Taylor played at Cheltenham and then came to Gloucester and was a very, very good hooker. He was a farmer. And he looked slight in build, but the strength in the mauls for tearing the ball out. If the opposition had the ball and Ken would get in somehow, it would burrow away. The next minute you get the ball. He was a very good player, Ken Taylor. Yeah. Roy was a very stylish second row forward.
Roy Long.
This is before lifting in the line out. Roy could go up and bring the ball down. Very good. Didn't lose many line outs when it was our throw and Roy was in our team. Yeah. Good player. I've been very lucky, really, to play with some excellent players, I think.
That's 64-5, and if we move on to 65-6. Are there any new ones coming in there?
Yeah, this is when Mike Nichols started to come into it, is it? Or was he in before that? Mike Nichols. John Groves was a very slightly built Welshman. He scored quite a lot of tries, had a very nice sidestep, John Groves, and he was a character as well. To get John up to sing a song for us. We used to have some good sing songs in the old days, which I don't think they can do that now, but we used to have a few beers after and have a little bit of a sing song.
Well, we heard that before you were playing, Digger Morris and John O'Bear used to do the pick song.
We had crowds of people following us along the footpath in Chicago. When Gloucester Rugby Club went to Chicago on a tour, 77 possibly? 77 was it, right.
I think you were made honorary citizens of Illinois, weren't you?
they said we could go back. but Digger used to sing that song almost every night in the bar, and they couldn't believe it, you know. You could see all these people looking over one another's shoulders at this chap, you know. And they followed him along. One chap who owned a sports outfitter shop said to Digger, come to my shop tomorrow and have what you like in my shop. So Digger turned up the next day and he had some new trainers and some new running slacks and everything. But yeah, they couldn't believe it because when he goes like that on one of you, like that, when he had the fattest tongue you ever saw, like, and people used to be... He was a character, but I never saw him do it with John O'Bear. John O'Bear was on the committee when I first joined, but
he'd sobered up by the time you were playing.
Probably, yeah. But Digger used to do it repeatedly. I've read that in books that Digger and John O'Bear were renowned for their singing the big song. I think it was the poor reporter who died recently, aged 100 years old, Rupert Cherry. He wrote a little bit, I think, in the centenary book about Digger and John O'Bear doing their turn.
Yeah.
Yeah, but he was good. Yeah.
What was your favourite song then, Mickey?
What was my favourite song? Why do you ask that?
Well, because I'd like to know.
Don't laugh at me because I'm a fool.
Yes.
Where'd you get that from?
You going to give us a rendition?
No, I'm not. I was asked to do that last night when I went out for a pint. No, did it the other week for charity. I got a little suit. I got a little check suit. No, we've had some good fun. We've had some good entertainers in the club. We had a couple of brothers that came here. They were of Irish origin. Conway Brothers, they were called. I think they're living in America at the moment, but... we had a night in the club once, players entertain, and quite a few got up and did a bit of a turn. Like, but this Kieran Conway could sing beautiful songs, he could, and he could play his guitar as well.
So who else could do a turn?
Well, I wouldn't say he did a turn by standing up and singing, but Grunter Green, or Brian Green, the veterinary surgeon, BJ Green, he was an old Christian, and he went... to Bristol University to qualify as a vet, and I think it was while at university he learnt all the songs like the Wild West Show and all that business. And I can remember we used to play Guy's Hospital, and the only reason we played Guy's was our president studied in Guy's, Dr. Alcock. It was all right playing him here, but to play him away before motorways, we had to go all around the South Circuit to Dulwich, and we played on an open ground there, and I think we had a couple of sandwiches and a cake for tea or something like that. But I remember, well, we did have a couple of jugs of beer, and I can remember Grunter started singing these songs, and we hadn't left Dulwich by far. And he was still singing these songs when we come down the slope at the air balloon. He could sing, and they were so funny. They were so funny. But he was a character. A real character. Yeah. Grunter Green. We used to have some fun with him. Yeah. Brian Green. He's living in Horsham, I think, now. I haven't seen him for a few years. But he was a real character in the team. And another great character in the team was Jack Folk's brother, Roy. Roy Folk could... give a rendering. He did his national service. He served in Eritrea, and he used to tell us very exaggerated stories about when he was in the army and that. But of course, the army got these songs, haven't they? Like, we used to sing the Gloucester Boys. That is words put into it, but the song is an army song. And Roy could sing a few of those, and he used to get up and entertain us and make us laugh.